Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's Friday, Lee.
Yes, it is.
And the first day of summer.
Yes, it is.
Can you believe it's here already?
Absolutely.
Spring 2019 is no more. Have you noticed this? I mean, it gets pretty miserable around here in the summer, right? Humid, hot, awful. Is it just me, or is this summer much more pleasant than past summers? I mean, it's still hot. Don't get me wrong. It's still humid.
We're just getting into it, and we did go through a really hot period about a month ago, which was a little bit early.
But
right now, it's not that bad. Yeah, it does seem that the humidity has not been quite as much of a factor recently. Of course, this is the first day of summer. We got a long way to go.
Oh, we do. We do. But this is the least miserable summer I can, you know, for this time of year, I can remember.
Right.
Normally,
weather-wise.
June, you're just
totally. There are other ways that we're suffering.
Miserable. Yes, we're always suffering. Okay, so just ask my kids how they suffer. Oh, made to get up twice a day and go to swim practice is terrible. Okay. Now, do you remember... Well, okay, let me back up for a minute. The biggest story this week is by far, in a way, not the Iran thing. That's the second biggest story of the week. The biggest story of the week this week was that the entire Russia hacking and collusion narrative fell apart.
Well, that's a big story for those who are paying attention, but apparently there's a lot of American media that are not paying attention.
Robert Mueller debunked the second part, which was that Trump colluded with the Russians to spread the emails they hacked from the DNC. So we know that's not true. Thanks to the Mueller report. But we now know that the federal government cannot prove that the Russians hacked a DNC server, right? And that, I think that story is such a bombshell. I'm still reeling from it this week. That is the biggest story of the week. Okay.
Because it gets right to the heart of this thing about the Russians interfering with the election. There was really no Russian interfering with the election other than the possibility that they may have bought some Facebook ads.
Yeah. And then, was it the Russian government or some Russians?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because those Russians also bought ads to advertise kitty cats. They bought ads for Bernie against Bernie, for Hillary against Hillary, for Trump and against Trump. And the majority of the ads, not all of them, but the majority of them were after the election, which Mueller, by the way, does not even mention in his report.
But we did indict a bunch of Russians.
Yeah, they're Russians. And, all Russians from Russia are all Russians and they all know Putin and they're all bad because they're all Russians.
Mueller was Russian to indict Russians.
Right. Okay. So here's what happened this week if you're just tuning in and catching up. Okay. Roger Stone, one of Mueller's victims, said, okay, well, your whole prosecution of me is based on this idea that, you know, he was colluding with WikiLeaks to release the emails, right? And what he did was he had a series of contacts with WikiLeaks asking them, hey, you know, when are you going to put the emails out? And they went, aha, see? Well, the problem is that WikiLeaks had announced on a Twitter account before that they were putting the emails out. So it's not like Roger Stone had some, like, secret information the rest of the media didn't have or anything. I mean, it was right there on the WikiLeaks Twitter account. But whatever. So Roger Stone's attorney did something I can't believe nobody else's attorney has done to date. They said produce the evidence that Russia hacked the DNC server. And as we've been talking about all week, they can't. They admitted that to the court. We do not have the information the defendant seeks. What they did give the court was this heavily redacted DNC-funded contractor study that says that the DNC servers were hacked by the Russians and Trump probably colluded with them, but all of the evidence is redacted. That's all they have. I mean, this should have been a bombshell. This should be story number one this week. It's not. You can read this for yourself. It's all in the federal court filings. It's not a secret, right? Okay. Do you remember, Lee, when Paul Manafort was put in solitary confinement?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what a big story that was.
Yep.
I mean, he's trying to witness tamper. We got to put him in solitary confinement. He's another one of these Russia dupes working for Trump. He's out of control. And that went on for like a couple of days, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just attempted to revoke Roger Stone's bail and put him in prison. You know that?
Sounds like retaliation to me.
Did you see coverage of that? Like you saw coverage when it happened to Manafort?
No.
Oh, strange. Now, what did the deep state, I'm sorry, the DOJ and the FBI, what did what did the deep state file in court done? They want his bail revoked. They want him put in jail slash prison somewhere. And they want his contact with the outside world cut off.
So someone who has not yet been convicted of any crime, who has only been accused of certain things that are of no physical or monetary threat to anybody, they want to deny him bail.
Yes. Yesterday, federal prosecutors filed a motion in response to a complaint by Roger Stone and his attorney. So what he had been doing was posting this stuff on social media saying, look, the government has admitted in writing, their words, we do not have the information the defendant seeks.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of Democrats, particularly out on the left coast, are pushing now to do away with the whole bail system entirely. I wonder if that would apply to Roger Stone.
Well, no, he's a political prisoner. Or that's what they want
him
to be.
Yeah.
Now, listen to what they're complaining about. They say he violated the gag order. This is unbelievable. In his case, by commenting on public federal court filings that say, you know, when he asked, he proved to me that the Russians hacked the server, the DNC server, when they said in court, it's public, we do not have the information that the defendant seeks. We don't have it. In other words, we can't do it. We can't prove it.
So he repeated information that was already public.
Yeah.
And that's violating a gag order?
Yes. He also posted articles that the mainstream media is ignoring about the court filing, about the, you know, basically the deep state admitting in court they don't have proof that the Russians hacked a server. They want his bail revoked. They want to put him back in prison, wherever they put you. And they want his contact with the outside world cut off. For posting their own words about how they don't have proof the Russians hacked the server. And this is why, and I just want you to compare this. Remember, every time they have revoked the bail on Manafort, put him in solitary confinement, they want to send him to Rikers and bury him in there in solitary confinement. Remember, those have been big stories, have they not? Where is the Roger Stone story?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is it? Oh, look at that Roger Stone, that Russian spy, that Roger Stone, man, that Trump associate. Look at him. He's out of control now. They want to revoke his bail. Nobody's talking about it, are they?
Nope.
Because they'd have to say why.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So this is how afraid they are. Honestly, Roger Stone is amusing to read, but he's a crackpot conservative commentator.
Yeah, he is nuts.
I mean, he's not a big player.
Yeah.
This is how terrified they are of a guy like him on the right.
Because you just never know what he's going to do. That's the problem.
Well, no, we don't know how the judge will rule on this. Yeah. The gag order was put on him by Amy Berman Stone, who is a Obama-appointed judge.
Big surprise there.
Right. And so they don't want him commenting on the fact that they can't prove their case against him, and they've admitted it. Oh, and by the way, the biggest scandal of the last 2 years is totally fake and was concocted by the deep state, and he can prove it with one court filing, but you can't talk about that.
Right.
This should be wall-to-wall coverage on this. I am, at this point, honestly, baffled as to where Fox News is on this. I can't fathom. The only thing I can figure out is they have pushed their own bizarre version of this narrative, which is that it is an absolute universal law of the world, you know, like gravity and stuff, that the Russians hacked the DNC server and hacked the election. So they'd have to walk back pretty far, too, just to report this. But other than that, I can't fathom. I don't know why this is not news the way it's news was news just last week when this kind of stuff happened with Manafort.
Well, this is an example of the dereliction of duty of the American media.
Now, here's another one. I just got to ask this question, Lee. Let me read the sentence to you again. Earlier today, federal prosecutors filed a motion in response to the complaint by Roger Stone and his attorneys. They're trying to silence him about the fact that the government, again, if you're just tuning in, the deep state, the FBI, has no proof. Absolutely has no proof that the Russians hacked the DNC server and admitted it in writing in court, right? Federal prosecutors, who is that? That's the U.S. Department of Justice.
Justice, yeah, DOJ.
That's Bill Barr. Isn't it? Bill Barr approved this?
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, surely he'd have heard about it. It's a big case. So, I mean, I'm just asking. I'm not saying I know what's going on because I am as baffled as you are. Why would Bill Barr allow federal prosecutors who work for him to try to shut Roger Stone up about court filings in which the Department of Justice, which he runs, and the FBI admitted they have no proof Russia hacked the election? Why would Bill Barr do that? I mean, if he wants to get the truth out, what does he care if Roger Stone's talk about the truth? Just a question. Makes me wonder whose side Bill Barr's on, because this is not a good indicator here of whose side Bill Barr is on. And what are you afraid of? A conservative crackpot commentator, an occasional campaign consultant, republishing what you filed with the court? That's public information anyway. What's your problem? That scares you? Which, by the way, Lee, tells you there's something big here. It's huge. With a Y.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texter writes about me wondering if I should take my kids to the beach with all these shark attacks, seeing as the condo we've booked on the beach is right in the middle of where all the shark attacks are. And next to the pier. And next to where the fresh water meets the salt. Texter writes, you can pick up a nice chain mail shark suit for about $3,000. You'd have to take turns using it, though, unless you've got $12,000 to spare. Well, I appreciate your ingenuity there, thinking about me. Texter writes, I don't know what bothers me more, the thought of being attacked by a shark or you taking a week off. Oh, well, thank you. I mean, if I get attacked by a shark, it's going to be 2 weeks at least. Although I would probably try to broadcast from the hospital. Texter writes, Disney World is worth every penny because it's truly magical. Somehow they play a movie in the sky. It's amazing. Texter writes, I may have missed it this morning, Tara, but have you talked about Trump wiping out Iran yet? Oh, yes. Quite a bit. In fact, it's time to re-tee that up because the audience is probably turned over. Yesterday, I got to tell you, in terms of foreign policy, okay? This is one of the most stunning responses I've ever heard a president give to an attack by Iran, right? Because, I mean, Washington pretty much just has one playbook for Iran, for the most part. What Trump did yesterday was very, very interesting. He said, you know, maybe it was an accident. No, he doesn't really wonder if it was an accident. Not at all. He knows it wasn't. If it was an accident, Iran would have said that. If it was an accident, Iran's first statement on it wouldn't have been, we're ready for war. See what I'm saying? So he knows it's not an accident. You got to keep that in mind. I mean, he knows it's not an accident to the point that allegedly, according to the media reports, so it might be true, he turned the planes around that were going to do whatever they were going to do to Iran. Wonder why. Now, keep in mind, the problem with attacking Iran, even if you're just knocking out some missile launch points or something like that, the problem with attacking Iran is it's clearly what Iran wants us to do. We talked about this extensively yesterday because the mullahs are in trouble. The people are desperate. Their economy has tanked because Trump reimposed the sanctions. It's a mess there. And the people are turning against the regime like never before. They not only resent their dictatorial ways, but now they're economically crushed. So Trump's got him exactly where he wants him. He doesn't want to do something that will turn the people back toward the mullahs, which is the mullahs are obviously desperate. I mean, they can't not be, given the shape of the economy. And what is the oldest trick in the book, even here in America, when politicians are desperate? Start some kind of war or conflict. Approval of the leadership always goes up. That's what Iran is doing, okay? And Trump has to know this because we were able to figure it out yesterday. Okay, with the background of all that, what is Trump doing here?
But I have a feeling, I may be wrong, and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
Who do you think did
that? I think they made a mistake. And I'm not just talking to the country made a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a big mistake.
And you're talking about Iran's leadership.
Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. It's all going to work out.
So you're saying that members of your administration who want
say it?
Are you saying you think it wasn't intentional to strike the girl?
I don't know. I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it. But we'll be able to report back, and you'll understand exactly what happened. But it was a very foolish move. That I can tell you.
Okay, obviously we don't have all the intel he has. He continued.
What is it? Do you feel like there are members of your administration who are trying to push you into conflict?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, in many cases, it's the opposite. But I will say, look, I said I want to get out of these endless wars. I campaigned on that. I want to get out. We've been in Afghanistan for 19 years. As you know, we've reduced very substantially in Afghanistan. We beat the caliphate. We took back 100% of the caliphate. When it was 99%, Justin, I said, we're going to get out. We're going to start peeling back. And everybody went crazy because it was 99. So I said, all right, so we'll finish it up. So we got 100%. And we're pulling that back out of Syria. We're pulling a lot of people back. But this is something, this is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment, what happened shooting down the drone. And this country will not stand for it. That I can tell you.
What do you make of that? I heard that and it dropped my jaw yesterday. I was like, wow. I mean, see, this is the equivalent of what happened yesterday. Iran blows up our drone and immediately puts out a statement. We're ready for war. Not, gosh, we screwed up. We didn't mean to hit you. We're ready for war. And Trump's like, no, you're not, silly. You look like a fool. You're not ready for war, moron. I mean, he basically laughed at them. I've never seen that before. Now, I don't know what comes next. I don't know the intel he has. We don't know that. What do you think of this strategy? I'm just curious. What would you do?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Texter writes, Iran ready for a war with the U.S. is like Liberty High ready to play Clemson in a football game. Well, I don't know if it was the Liberty High boys versus like a girls Clemson football team. That might be a good match, right? Texter writes, here, I heard that shortly after Trump said that might have been a mistake by Iran, which he knows darn well it's not, the Dow that was down began to go up. All right, I want you to hear this. Because this is a version of this I've not heard anywhere. It's from Lindsey Graham. Yeah, I know, wah, wah, wah. But no, listen to this, because this version of events in Iran is very interesting. And the way Lindsey Graham tells the story, the tankers being attacked is more than it would initially appear. Take a listen.
And so when Abe was asked by the president, the prime minister of Japan, to deliver a message to the Iranians, let's talk, not only was he rebuffed, they attacked a Japanese ship while the Japanese prime minister is delivering a message from the American president, let's see if we can negotiate. So that tells me all I need to know about the Iranian regime and negotiating. So I talked to the president this morning. I'm going to meet him this afternoon.
Okay, so, I didn't know that. He'd sent Abe, the prime minister of Japan, to Iran. Trump had to say, hey, you know, you guys suffering enough now that I've put the sanctions back on? You want to talk? And literally, while he's there on Iranian soil, the prime minister, the Iranian tanker, I mean, sorry, the Japanese tanker is allegedly hit. Okay, here's Lindsey Graham.
Senator,
when he tweets that Iran made a big mistake.
When he tweets, talking about Trump, when he tweets that Iran made a big mistake here.
Made a big mistake by shooting our drone down.
Is that provocative in and of itself to tweet that?
No, what's provocative is to shoot the drone down. What's provocative is to blow up a Japanese oil tanker with a Japanese prime minister in your office trying to start negotiations with the United States. What's provocative is having your proxies shoot into Saudi Arabia. Trump's not the problem.
What? The mainstream media, they look at Iran blowing our drone up and they're like, that's just our friends misbehaving. They look at Trump tweeting about it and they freak. Here's the tweet that freaked out the media. Iran made a very big mistake. What, that's verboten to say? That's over the top? Really? This is the level of the lunacy of the media. And you know what it shows you? Keep this in mind. It's not as easy for Trump to say, well, I'm just going to go do it. Well, no. He goes and bombs a couple of things. Let me tell you the storyline. They were starting to write it yesterday, and this called it off. I read you the headline, I think in this hour. I'd already written the headline before they did. Mine was very close. That Trump, this is Trump's fault that Iran hit the drone because Obama had this all fixed, you see. And he just did this wonderful deal and everybody was happy. And now Trump has overturned the apple cart, thrown out the Iran deal. And now see, look, this is Trump's fault. Now he wants to go blow stuff up in Iran and start a war. He's nuts. He's like Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un. He's crazy. They had already started with the talking points. They were desperately trying to reinflate them right there. Saying to Lindsey Graham, well, isn't that a little provocative for Trump to tweet that? And he nipped it in the bud. I mean, this was, if you're going to battle, if Trump's going to battle Iran, it's going to be Iran and the media of this country versus Trump. Okay. Lindsey Graham went on, though, with something very interesting about what the plan might be.
So here's the way this is headed. If they start in Richmond at the levels they're talking about in a few days, Israel over time will have to respond. There's one nation on the planet that's not going to give the Iranians a pass on their nuclear program. That's Israel. Israel will, if they, as a last resort, attack to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. We will come to their aid. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to break our will, intimidate us to come to the negotiating table. The president made an offer to negotiate. The response was to attack a Japanese tanker, the emissary of the person chosen to deliver the offer. And last night, they shot down a drone. So here's what Iran needs to get ready for. Severe pain inside their country that their capabilities pale in comparison to ours. We're not going to let them disrupt navigation of the seas, attack our allies and U.S. interests without paying a price. So if they're itching for a fight, they're going to get one.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham concluded with this.
If next week they go back into enrichment, putting them back on a path to a bomb, which they're rolling anyway, then that escalates the tension between Israel and Iran. If they do anything else against an American asset, and this president doesn't respond like Ronald Reagan, then that's a signal to North Korea and the entire world we're all talk. So Iran's fate is in their hands, and it's up to them to decide how this is.
But Trump is going to.
And finally,
you say the U.S. will aid Israel. Help people understand, what does that mean?
Israel,
U.S. military involvement?
100%. If they go back into the enrichment business, that puts them on an accelerated path to a bomb, and Israel has to defend itself against an existential threat, I am confident we will be there. Nobody wants to get there. I'm also confident that we're going to protect the Straits of Hormuz and that we're going to protect American military personnel and civilians on the ground. I'm confident if there's a war with Iran, they lose. I'm confident it would be very devastating to the region. Will not be pretty. Don't want to go there. But what more do you expect the president to do? If he sends the Japanese prime minister to try to restart negotiations and they blow up a Japanese tanker, I don't know what
to say. Is the president prepared to act militarily?
I'll let you ask him. I am saying if he does not change the course we're on, then others will act.
He's wanted to.
You talked to the president this morning. You'll talk to him later.
Yeah.
Okay, and texters are reminding me they don't like Lindsey. Yeah, I don't like Lindsey either. But here's the thing. He's talking closely with the president, and I wanted to get a window into what the president is thinking. And that is a perspective I've not heard yet, which makes it interesting. Texter writes, Trump has faced the enemy, and it is our congressional members past and present. Yeah, and I would add the former members of the Obama administration as well. Now, the texter writes, really like little Lindsey right before an election. We need to get rid of that dirtbag. I know. So love to know what you think. Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Were you as stunned as I was to hear Trump do this? I've just never seen this as a tactic before in foreign relations. Where Iran's like, we're ready for the war. Hit us, please. And Trump's like, silly. No, you don't want a war. You probably didn't even mean to hit us. In fact, that's what I believe. I believe you didn't even mean to hit us. It was all an accident. Silly. He brushed him off. He flicked him off like a flea. Like, pa-ching! Morons. Rather than give them what they wanted. And what the Democrats wanted, too, which was for Trump to attack Iran and start some kind of prolonged conflict. Which we'd win, there's no doubt about that. But the Democrats could make hay out of it. You know, crazy guy, erratic. By the way, the only thing you need to understand about this Obama deal with Iran, it allowed the same heavy water nuclear reactor that they were using to produce weapons-grade plutonium to be up and running. There's nothing else you're going to use that for. And it even said, remember, that they could buy the missiles that they needed to deliver the nuclear weapons on from Russia and China within 5 years if they behaved, whatever that means. And it said, okay, well, if we think you're going to use that weapons-grade plutonium for a missile, we can come and investigate. Well, what the heck else are they going to use it for? But we will have to wait 24 days so that you can clean up the evidence. I mean, this whole deal from Obama was literally geared to provide enough shelter for Iran so they could get the bomb. So why do we pay them all the money? Why do we pay them the tens of billions of dollars? So that they would say that we had a deal. So that Iran would say, yeah, sure, we stopped. When they went right on doing it. So that Iran would just say, yeah, no, we totally stopped. Obama paid for a foreign policy victory. That's what he did. And what he bought from Iran is quotes for the mainstream media. I mean, this is a great deal for Iran. In 2012, they tried to take down one of our drones and fail because they suck at military stuff. And Obama comes back with an offer of tens of billions of dollars. You can enrich whatever you want. We'll even assist you in buying the missiles. We were going to broker the missile deals with their choice of China or Russia to deliver the nukes on. But all you got to do is tell the world, no, this plutonium, this, it might look weapons grade, but it's not. Wink, wink. So when they say, you know, Trump's really, he's playing with fire here, he's unstable, scrap the Iran deal. No, he didn't do anything unstable. What Obama did was insane.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chuck in Spartanburg is on the Ingalls Advantage chalk line. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Tara. How you doing this morning?
Good. What's on your mind?
Listen,
I want to ask you a question, and before I say it, I just want to let you know I'm a Trump supporter. I back him 100%, so I'm not talking bad about him. But do you think part of the reason that he's holding off and doing anything as far as military or whatever is because of Putin's threat the other day? I mean, I know he said that he warned the United States about doing anything. He did the same thing with when they were, on North Korea. So I just wondered if that has anything to do with him holding up on that.
Well, honestly, Chuck, I don't know what the president is thinking at this point. I'm trying to figure it out myself. However, Putin and Assad warned us multiple times about entering Syrian airspace. Where we could have gotten into a nasty conflict with them, and Putin ended up being the paper tiger in that case. Trump went in, and we ultimately ended up working with them after a while. So Putin's run his mouth before about this. I wasn't that scared by that. But to answer your question, I don't know, Chuck. I've never seen a president do this in response to aggression against the country. He basically picked option three. I mean, it's either... respond, knock them into the sand, which is generally the conservative response. The liberal response is, well, let's negotiate and give them some money. Maybe we can pay them off. He chose option three, which I've never seen before, which is to laugh in their face and tell them they didn't mean it. So I'm in totally uncharted territory, Chuck. I don't know. I don't think he's afraid of Putin, though.
Well, that was my main question. I didn't really think he was afraid of him, but I didn't know if maybe he was just holding up and maybe reevaluating or something like that before he... Because I really don't think Trump's afraid of anybody at all. I really don't. But I just wondered strategically if maybe that would have something to do with it.
Yeah, and, Chuck, I don't want to say never, just because we don't have all the intel he has, and we'll just have to look over the next week or so. I mean, he did say he's going to be doing something. At the same time, he said that the Iranians didn't mean it. So it was a very mixed message that made clear he really thought the Iranians didn't mean it, but he wasn't going to give them the pyrrhic victory of admitting that, this has caused a problem to the U.S. So I don't know. It will be interesting, Chuck, to see what he does. And thank you for your phone call. All right. I haven't done this in a long time. Five random facts. These are good today. And I'm in just that kind of mood because it's Friday and the first day of summer. So here we go.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Oranges are usually sold in redneck bags because it makes the color of the fruit look brighter. This is supermarkets trying to manipulate you. Random fact number two, Vermont was a British territory until the Revolutionary War. After that, in 1777, it became its own independent country called the Vermont Republic. It finally joined the U.S. as the 14th state in 1791, the first state that wasn't one of the original colonies. I didn't know that. Random fact number three, SpongeBob SquarePants was created by a guy named Steven Hillenburg, who had degrees in both animation and marine biology. Random fact number four, the internet as we know it is just around 11,000 days old. And what a difference those days have made. And finally, I just think this is funny. The city of Dallas was founded by a guy named John Bryan, who named it after his friend, Dallas. Only no one knows exactly who that Dallas was. But we celebrate him anyway.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.